Ewan Spence here at the Symbian Smartphone Show. I'm sure there would be a pithy comment of, oh, look where I've managed to navigate myself to now on the shop floor, but I'm not going to insert that because you'll groan horribly. Joining me now, though, from the guys who do navigation, it's a marketing director from Copilot. It's David Quinn. Hi, David.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. And I love the fact that they've printed your badge, so it's Quinn David on your badge.
Yeah, maybe they thought I was from the Far East or something.
But, no, Quinn David sounds sort of rather superhero-ish.
Well, I'm just pretty happy that you're actually reading the badge, at least you're noticing. I feel honoured.
Oh, there we go. Tell us a little bit about Copilot Live. It's version 7 that you've got on display at the show here.
Right. So, yeah, at the show today, we're showing off Copilot Live 7, and which is obviously our latest version of Copilot. And so Copilot Live 7 is running on here at the show on S60 and UIQ devices, so a range of them. And so I think what we're trying to achieve with Copilot Live 7 is a genuine PND, or personal navigation device, type of experience on your mobile phone. And obviously with today's phones increasingly having inbuilt GPS, it's beginning to make those dedicated systems unnecessary. And obviously we can't see them from this thing here. But
they all look very nice.
They all look very nice, exactly. And so what the first thing we've done with Copilot Live 7 is made the maps very clear and exactly the same as you'd expect from a dedicated system. And so it's very easy to see where you're going next. It's very easy to follow the directions. Obviously, there's spoken directions at every turn, too. And you can choose between 3D maps or 2D maps, whichever you prefer. We also have a driver safety view, which doesn't even show your map until you're close to a turn. Our idea there is that maps can actually be distracting when you don't need them.
And you also, of course, have had a range of experience, not just in Symbian, but on all the other major mobile platforms and in dedicated devices as well. And Copilot 7 runs over all of those devices?
That's right. So Copilot Live 7 supports a pretty wide range of platforms. We support Windows Mobile. So if you've got a Windows Mobile 2003, 5 or 6 device, then Copilot will run very nicely on that, in all the different screen form factors that you'll see around on today's devices. We even have a laptop version of Copilot, so you can run on NXP or on a tablet PC or even on a handheld PC.
So the question then is, from a developer's point of view, you know, does that involve more work trying to maintain it over 5 or 6 platforms, or is it one sort of core product and then all the development work is trying to do emulation of some description?
Well, previously, absolutely, it was always a big challenge supporting all these different platforms. But what we've done with Copilot Live 7 is introduce our own graphics engine, which is independent from the code. It makes it much, much easier to support different screen resolutions, screen sizes, and different OSs. So it's actually, Copilot Live 7 is much easier for us to support different platforms.
And also, you know, GPS and navigation is becoming one of those battlegrounds on mobile phones. There's been previous years at shows like this, it's been about hardwares and companies going, we've got 10 more meg of executable RAM on our devices. You know, the battlegrounds, you know, battleground is obviously a very, very emotional word. But, you know, you've got Copilot Live, you've got guys like Telly Atlas, you've got a whole swathe of people. You know, they're all trying to get on the devices and they're all trying to be the best. You know, if you had to say what your unique selling product was over the other people in this space, how would you differentiate Copilot?
Well, I think there's a number of ways in which Copilot is differentiated. And I think the key one really is our approach.